This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Oh, good morning, and thank you for being here with us on WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chris Elio. I'm filling in for the great Mark Lawrence, who is off getting some well-deserved R&R, rest and relaxation. That man works his fingers to the bone, or his vocal cords as thin as possibly can be. So we're thankful that he gets a few days off, and this is my last day with you, so it's always a pleasure to be here with you. Always a pleasure to be across the way from an actual person. And today, the person in that catbird seat is Dr. Robin Spangler. She is a family medicine practitioner at UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury. Dr. Spangler, good morning.
Good morning.
How is the new year so far for you, actually, just, you know, on a personal level?
Doing good.
All right, that's good. So we're talking about, you know, personal fitness, health, and I know a lot of people do the New Year's resolution things, and that's usually on a, I want to work out more, I want to eat more. Like, what is new in personal fitness in 2019? Personal fitness, personal health, like, what's the new thing that's going on there?
Well, I don't know that there's a whole lot that's brand new. I think there's more things that you can do, like as far as apps on your phone.
Okay.
There, you can track what you eat.
Okay.
You can track your fitness.
Well, what are some of the things that, like, so what are some of the discussions that you're having with your patients in 2019? That's kind of the new thing. Like, has anything come up that's different or is more prevalent since last year or even 2017?
There's always new diets that are being promoted. The big thing right now is the keto diet. But pretty much, there's not a whole lot that's brand new.
Okay, so if I'm a person, let's say the keto diet, let's take that. That's the perfect example because I've actually done the keto diet and it ravages me. It completely annihilates me. I don't do well on it. My body doesn't respond well. Would you suggest someone, if they're going to start any kind of new diet, that they see their primary care physician first?
Well, I think if anybody has any kind of health problems, that they should definitely see a doctor first. But for the average person who just wants to try a new diet, just start an exercise program, as long as you just follow what your body's telling you to do, I think you're okay to do it on your own. But certainly if things seem unusual or if you've got any kind of heart or lung problems, then you should definitely see a doctor first.
Now, that could be like a dangerous thing, right? Like so let's say the keto diet is something that removes a certain variable of food or nutrient or something, like could that be like very, very dangerous if they ignore what their body's saying? They're like, this is just part of what I'm supposed to be going through.
I think that most people would do best to just follow their normal diet, cut back on portion sizes, cut back on foods that are higher in calories, and eat more fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. I know a lot of people do well on the keto diet. I think it's fine to do something like that if you're going to do it short term, but it's not a long-term option. And then most people, if they do follow a diet where they're cutting out whole food groups, it's not something that you're going to continue on a long-term basis. And then when they go back to eating a regular diet, they tend to put the weight back on.
Right, and rather quickly too. I've actually had that happen to me in the past. We're speaking with Dr. Robin Spangler of UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury. She's a family medicine doctor. That means you're a primary care physician, right? Like,
yes,
that's what that means. Okay, so you're like kind of the most trusted doctor of all. Like, you're the person that people come to and go, oh my God, something's bothering me. Where do I even start? Go see Dr. Spangler, right? That's the person you see. So when they come to you, obviously, if it's a medical problem, you tell them what to do. But if it's something like a lifestyle issue, like a diet, or if they need to lose weight, or if they need to get fit, do certain exercises or whatever, are you the one that kind of tells them to do that, or do you kind of like refer them off to someone else?
No, it's usually me.
It's usually, you're the one that has to go listen. Okay, I understand that. So that's good. That's good. That's got to be. Is that like a tough thing to deal with? Like, is there come a thing as a doctor? Do you have to kind of like remove your emotion from all of that, or do you find yourself, you know, getting into that, you know, the emotional side of it?
Definitely getting into the emotional side.
Really?
Of it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Telling people to change their lifestyle is a lot harder than telling people to take a pill.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's totally true. And it's funny. I'm gonna veer off book here for a second. So if you don't mind, but do you find like what's the most common like reaction? Do people get angry? Like, does someone ever get angry and be like, "This is not right"?
Not usually. Most people, if they're overweight, they know they're overweight. It's not coming as a surprise to them.
They're just like, "What? I don't understand. How is this possible?" Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad people don't get angry with the great Dr. Spangler. That would be upsetting. So, okay, so switching gears, we're dealing with the opioid epidemic. Pain management and things of that nature has been blamed a lot for this epidemic's skyrocketing, you know, rates. So what is your view on pain management?
Well, I think that medication for chronic pain should be towards the end of the road for that. That there are things that should be tried first, as far as you can use topical treatments, exercise, physical therapy, but as far as especially opioids, that should be the end of the road and not used on a regular basis, just more for flares, that kind of thing.
Okay, so if someone has a chronic pain issue, then opioids should not be used.
No, they're not.
Like if it's arthritis or something like that, that's never going to completely go away.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be used for like something like if my arthritis is really bad this week.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
So to kind of stabilize.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that totally makes sense. And is that your personal philosophy, or is that like a UPMC philosophy as well?
It's definitely my personal philosophy. I think it probably fits in with UPMC's policy as well.
Okay. And as a doctor, when you practice for a hospital or an organization such as that, and you're not your own practice, are you allowed to kind of... like, is there a hard and fast rule for stuff like that? Like, obviously, you can't go above and beyond what they say. But if UPMC says, well, we see it as, you know, we lead with opioids. Let's just say that's what they used to do. But you as a doctor are like, well, I'd rather try all this other stuff first. Are you allowed to deviate from what they tell you?
I can't speak for all systems, but UPMC has never told me that I have to specifically use any kind of protocol.
That's... definitely a good thing. It's good to be open when it's coming to things that are so random. Everybody's so different, right? And, you know, medical stuff, everybody's got a different, you know, physiology, right? So, you know, you never can tell. One hard and fast rule wouldn't be very good. So last question for this segment, and then we're going to come back with Dr. Spangler at 7:40. But if you should, I'm sorry, how many aches and pains are like normal when we're talking about pain management? Like, what's a normal amount? Like, should I wake up every morning and go, oh my God, like, why am I so much pain today? What's normal?
Well, it's normal to not have any pain. as people get older, they tend to develop more aches and pains. You know, certainly if you've been out over the weekend doing all kinds of stuff you don't normally do, you're going to wake up and feel a little achy. But there is no normal amount of aches and pains.
Right. I think we're going to expand on that a little bit, though, because, you know, I'm at an age where I don't feel like I should be in as much pain as I'm in. So I think we're going to dive into Chris a little bit. We're going to get into Chris a little bit. It's Dr. Robin Spangler of UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury. She's a primary care physician for family medicine. And she talked to us earlier in the hour about a slew of things, and we're going to do it all over again because... Who knows? Maybe somebody missed something. How are you doing this morning, Dr. Spangler?
Doing fine, thank you.
Oh, let's do that one more time. How are you doing this morning, Dr. Spangler?
Doing fine, thank you.
So anyway, the new year is often a time when people get a fresh start and focus on their health and wellness. Should I see a doctor or talk to my doctor before starting a fitness or wellness program or diet?
For the average person, it's okay to just go ahead and start. But if you have any serious health problems, heart problems, lung problems, then it would be a good idea to talk to your doctor first.
So, like earlier, we spoke about the keto diet, and I had said that it absolutely annihilated me. And then later on, I went on and read, because I'm a diabetic, that diet probably doesn't fit my needs very well. So is that something that, you know, if I, as a guy with type 2 diabetes, I would go and speak to my doctor and be like, hey, should I try this? And would you suggest a different diet or like an alternative?
If you have diabetes, then your diet is a cornerstone of your treatment. So, yes, I think it would be a good idea to talk to your doctor before you start a specific type of diet. Generally, I recommend to people just to eat the things that they normally like to eat. Just try to cut back on portion sizes. Try to eat less of foods that are high in calories and more of foods that are low in calories, like fresh fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I do, actually. So thank you. That was validation for me. I appreciate that. So what's new in personal fitness, health, and wellness? Are there any kind of trends, fads, breakthroughs that you kind of adhere yourself to that you personally like to give to your patients?
Things that are new now are using phone apps to follow your exercise, to follow your calorie intake. There's all kinds of things like that that people are using that make it a little bit easier.
Okay. Well, I think I have two or three different apps on my phone, like as we speak, that deal specifically with, I have one that tracks my blood sugar. I have one that tracks my my steps and all that Fitbit type of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right on with that. That's a good one for this generation for sure. Many people may think or know that they should be doing more for their health and wellness, but don't take action. When you meet with a patient, do you discuss lifestyle choice changes, fitness and or wellness with them?
Absolutely.
And how do you approach the subject? Like, do you like kind of eggshell it, or do you like just go right for the jugular?
When somebody comes in just for a routine physical, that's part of the discussion, is their exercise, their diet, their sleep. If somebody's having a specific problem, then I'll kind of gear in on that.
Okay. So you personally, like if I'm recommending a doctor to somebody and they're like, I want someone who's really nice and kind of like, you know, puts a bow on stuff. Like, is Dr. Spangler a bow person, or is she like, hey, listen, you really need to cut the fat here. Like, I'm not messing around anymore.
Well, I don't try to attack people with things that they need to do.
I'm not trying to paint you in a negative light. It's just I've had several different doctors. I've had one that kind of was like, well, maybe don't do that. And then I've also been like, dude, you can't do that. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, so it's gone both ways.
Well, when somebody is having really bad breathing problems and they continue to smoke, I might be a little bit...
Okay, so a very obvious one. You're just like, duh, can you stop that? Does general health and wellness management affect other aspects of our physical health?
It affects everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there suggestions that would benefit everyone? Like general, you know,
well,
across the board type of things?
General things would be not to smoke.
All right. Smoking's bad. Got it.
Make sure you get enough sleep at night. Try to eat a well-balanced diet. Get... your protein, your vitamins, eat more unprocessed foods.
Okay. So more raw or like natural, organic type of things, all better.
As a general rule, the less processed it is, the healthier it is.
So you mean like when it tastes like plastic, you shouldn't eat it? Okay, got it. Over time, our bodies may develop aches and pains. At what point should a patient talk to their physician about their aches and pains?
You want to talk about that when it seems out of the ordinary. If you have an injury that's not getting better, if you just hurt all the time.
Okay, so then this is like a personal thing then. So I'm 42 years old, right? And over the past year, it's been like a more consistent thing, right? But I have been generally in good shape for my life. My diabetes is a weird diagnosis because I really never ate poorly. Not a drinker, not a smoker, none of that. That diagnosis I kind of dealt with, but then like since then, like it does one beget the other? In other words, like does someone with diabetes, can I expect to just be sore in my joints and stuff like that from now on? And is it indicative of something else?
Having diabetes shouldn't make you hurt.
Okay, well then that's good. That clears my mind of that. So
there are complications of diabetes that can lead to pain, but just having diabetes, you shouldn't hurt all over.
Right, right. So then for someone like me where I didn't just wake up one day and I'm like, oh, I'm hurting, but like it started like with a shoulder and then like the next, and then like a few months later, it was like my elbow is kind of like, is that the kind of thing you're talking about where it's not an issue where I have to go and deal with it? And it just seems like a regular progression, like you're just getting older.
That's probably just getting older, yeah.
Yeah, see, that just, I gotta go now, sorry. No, you just ruined my whole life. I'm just gonna be in pain. No, I'm joking, I'm completely, not your fault, Dr. Spangler. We're speaking with Dr. Spangler, because she's wonderful. And she's from UPMC Sunbury. She's a family practice doctor, a primary care physician. I suggest you go see her. That's what I suggest. So one of the last questions I have here, I believe, sometimes existing conditions may deter people from focusing on their health and wellness. For example, significant pain, as I just said. What is your view on pain treatment? Opioid addiction is a thing now. It's like a big, big thing. As a matter of fact, there was a statistic yesterday that came out that it's finally above car crashes. It kills more people than car crashes do more frequently. So What is yours or end UPMC's like view on pain management and how you go about doing that?
Okay, so first of all, if you're waking up and aching all the time, you want to try using heat or ice or stretching. Just general exercise is good. If you need to go past that, there's non-narcotic medicines you can use. Physical therapy can be very helpful. Narcotics would be something as a last resort and not something that you want to use on a regular basis, but something that you'd want to use if you're having a flare. It can help in the short term. When you use it on a long-term regular basis, it actually stops helping. And you have the risk of addiction and all the complications from that.
And do you believe in I'm just reading some notes here. It says a holistic approach. Hasn't it been in the past that like medical doctors are kind of against like the whole holistic thing? Like it's mumbo jumbo and all that. Like, are we viewing it more in a positive light these days or?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. When you have chronic pain, you want to try to take care of your whole body. And so things like getting enough sleep. If you're sleep deprived, you're going to hurt more. So getting enough sleep is very important. Making sure you're eating right. Try to get regular exercise. Doesn't have to be strenuous exercise, but things just like walking keeps your muscles looser and helps to support. When you build muscle, it helps to support the joints so that they don't hurt as much.
She's Dr. Robin Spangler, and she's just answered all my questions. I feel healthier already, and I haven't even gotten an exam or anything. She hasn't prescribed a thing to me, and I already feel better about it. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is WKOK Sunrise.